أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحاقة ما الحاقة وما أدراك ما الحاقة كذبت ثمود وعاد بالقارعة فأما ثمود فأهلكوا بالطاغية وأما عاد فأهلكوا بريح صرصر عاتية سخرها عليهم سبع ليال وثمانية أيام حسوما فترى القوم فيها صرعى كأنهم أعجاز نخل خاوية فهل ترى لهم من باقية صدق الله العظيم. سورة سورة الحاقة was revealed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam in a Meccan life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The very beginning of the surah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reminds us about haqqah, that is the day of qiyamah. In the surah alone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used three different words to describe the day of qiyamah. One is al-haqqah, one is al-qari'ah, and one is al-waqi'ah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala begins the surah by saying al-haqqah, haqqah, something that is imminent to happen, something that is a reality, something that is most certain. The word haqq that we know very often used, the truth, and from there we get this word al-haqqah, that the day of qiyamah is most imminent. It is going to take place, no matter how much one may want to deny it, no matter how much one may want to put it aside and not think about it, no matter how much a person will try to deny the day of qiyamah, it is a certainty, it is going to happen. And then also the reality of it will dawn upon those that denied it, that when whatever happens on the day of qiyamah, the crumbling of this earth, the earth coming to an end, the earthly life coming to an end, and then standing in front of Allah, all that realities will begin to dawn upon the people. So in a very unique way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, al-haqqah, that the imminent occurrence, mal-haqqah, what is this imminent occurrence? وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْحَاقَّةِ, and what is going to explain to you about this imminent occurrence that is going to come, that this is beyond the human mind, it boggles the mind, one does not understand this. That if we put all our logics aside and we begin to believe that it is going to happen, we have the yaqeen that it is going to happen. Why it is going to happen? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed us in different parts of the Quran, in different ayats of the Quran. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has informed us about it. So we put everything aside and we take the word of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is what we call iman. This is what we call belief. This is what we call yaqeen, conviction. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ وَعَادٌ بِالْقَارِعَةِ, that the people of Thamud and the people of Aad, كَذَّبَتْ, they belied, they denied, الْقَارِعَةِ, the crusher, the pounder, the calamity. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this word, الْقَارِعَةِ, that it is something that crushes, something that pounds, something that will totally destroy, a very great calamity that is going to take place. That all that we see in this world, whether it be the mountains, whether it be the oceans, whether it be the land, whatever we see, the sun, the moon, everything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will totally destroy. Everything will be pounded, everything will be crushed, everything will be destroyed. And again, here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala describes it with al-qari'ah to show us once again that here, this world, everything is definitely, most certainly going to come to an end. فَأَمَّا ثَمُودُ فَأُهْلِكُوا بِالطَّاغِيَةِ, Now here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us just one very, very small glimpse of what Qiyamah is like. When we read about the people of Thamud, we read about the people of Aad, we read generally about the people of the past, how suddenly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala destroyed them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show us that glimpse of suddenness, that it is going to happen. It was most unexpected for the people. They had huge, huge physical strength, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destroyed all of them, and all the destruction took place very, very suddenly. So just that one glimpse that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to give us with regards to the Thamud, فَأُهْلِكُوا بِالطَّاغِيَا, certainly they were destroyed with الطَّاغِيَا. Now طَاغِيَا is something that is transgressive, something that throws up when the oceans become very rough, when the waves become very high, when a horse becomes very arrogant, then that tughyan is used. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used it in the most beautiful form, that those screeching sounds that had taken place and all the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that had come, torn their hearts apart, blowed their brains, all that adab Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes with the word at-taghiyah, something that they could not bear. And because they also made tughyan, they also became arrogant, they also transgressed the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when the adab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala came, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this word tughyan, that it also exceeded the bounds and the limits and the expectation of man, and he totally destroyed them, totally blew their hearts, burst their brains, and in that way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destroyed them. Wa amma Aad, and with regards to the people of Aad, فَأُهْلِكُوا بِرِيحٍ صَرْصَرٍ عَاتِيَا, they were destroyed with this cold whirlwind that had taken, it was totally out of the hands of man. In other words, there was no one that could have brought this into control. In some of the commentaries it is written that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had removed it even out of the hands of the angels that control the winds. If it was not in their control also to bring back this wind into control, and hence in that way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them. Atiya, they also went out of control. They also exceeded the bounds and limitations of Allah. So when this calamity, when this punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came, it was not in the control of anyone else. Sakharaha alayhim sab'a layal wa thamaniyata ayyamin husuma. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had He subjugated upon them for a period of 7 nights and a period of 8 days continuous. Fatara al-qawma fiha sar'a. Then you saw the people sar'a, totally on their backs they had fallen. As great as this nation were, as powerful and as mighty, and the physical strength that they had, they were all sar'a. It is like when a person is wrestling and one person knocks the other person down, he is now totally on the ground, totally helpless, limbless, he cannot move. And that is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes them. Further description, كَأَنَّهُمْ أَعْجَازُ نَخْلٍ خَاوِيَا. It was as though they were the stumps of the palm trees that were hollow. Now when one sees palm trees coming down, when you see the tsunami, and you see all those great, great destructions that took place in the world, those palm trees lie down totally helpless, at one time erected in the ground, strong and mighty, high up in the air, all of it comes down. Now this is the description that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is giving about this community that was high and mighty, that would carve out from the mountains their homes, and now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them, and they lie down limbless, without any movement on the ground, like these hollow palm trees. فَهَلْ تَرَى لَهُمْ مِنْ بَاقِيَا. Now this is the point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings forth, that have you seen any remnants of them? Have you seen anyone left after that, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them? And similarly, this is Al-Haqqah, that there will be absolutely no one left. This is Al-Qari'ah, there will be absolutely no one that will be able to survive those great calamities that are going to take place. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.